Here's the key part. The solution nearest the wall spins faster than the solution closer to the middle. That difference in velocity creates shear stresses that repeatedly stretch and contract the proteins until eventually they snap back into their native shapes and stay there. By the time the centrifuge stops spinning, the egg white is back in its original unboiled state. This technique works with all sorts of proteins. Bigger, messier proteins can be more resistant to being pulled apart, so scientists attach a plastic bead to one end that adds extra stress and encourages it to fold up first. This unboiling method won't work with a whole egg in its shell, since the solution has to spread throughout a cylindrical chamber. But the applications go way beyond uncooking your breakfast anyhow. Many pharmaceuticals consist of proteins that are extremely expensive to produce, partly because they get stuck in tangled up aggregates, just like cooked egg whites, and have to be untangled and refolded before they can do their jobs. This spinning technique has the potential to be an easier, cheaper, and quicker method than other ways to refold proteins, so it may allow new drugs to be made available to more people, faster. And there's one more thing you need to keep in mind before trying to uncook all of your food. Boiling an egg is actually an unusual cooking process, because even though it changes the way proteins are shaped and bound together, it doesn't actually change their chemical identity. Most types of cooking are more like the famous Maillard reaction, which makes chemical changes that turn sugars and proteins into delicious caramel crunchiness, and are a lot harder to undo. So you might be able to unboil your egg, but I'm sorry to say you can't unfry it yet.